He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, June the 17th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're busting loose here this morning in the markets as we have all eyes on the Fed this week. Will Mr. Bernanke be happy with the half-point rise he's gotten out of the bond market, out of interest rates, by just merely mentioning the word taper? And will he start to back off? And will that be good for the markets? Well, the markets are looking ahead to the Fed meeting with optimism right now. The Dow is up 152 points to 15,222. The NASDAQ is up 35 points to 3558. The S&P 500 is up 15 points to 1642. That's almost a percent. That's 0.94%. The euro continues to rise. It's at 1.33. And, of course, the opposite side of that trade is the dollar continues to sink. We have the 10-year yield at 2.13%. It has backed off quite a bit. I believe we hit 2.25%. I'll clarify that with Craig Brock today when we talk to him about the interest rate and mortgage markets. But we're at 2.12 right now on the 10-year. Gold is down 350. Gold continues to not be able to get any traction whatsoever. Gold is at $1,384 per ounce. Oil continues to get a lot of traction. We must have a big three-day driving weekend coming up. Oil's up 39 cents now to $98.24, closing in on that $100 mark once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where early in the week, we like to step back and take a look at the big picture of the market. Why is the big picture important? Because most stocks, you know, I've seen statistics that about 80% of stocks follow the big picture, whether it's the market, whether it's their asset class, whether it's the sector that they're in. It's that other 20% where the money is made when you enter into a sideways market. Because not all stocks will enter into a sideways market. Have we entered into a sideways market right now? Well, it would appear that way. After 7 straight months, which began back in mid-November, 7 straight months of up markets, it looks like June, the jury is still out on the month of June. Now, we haven't seen a June swoon. We're about 4% from the top. I think anybody can ride through a correction like that. So far, as they're saying, it's just noise within a primary uptrend. But at the same time, the market has cooled off considerably since its peak 1, 2, 3, 4, almost 5 weeks ago now. So we've kind of been drifting for the last 5 weeks. What does that mean for your portfolio? Well, if we have indeed entered into a sideways market, which would not surprise me, no uptrend lasts forever. 7 straight months is a pretty doggone good run in the market. It's been a run of about 20% plus in the market. How many straight Tuesdays did we have without a down Tuesday? I think it was like 16 or 17. How many weeks have we gone without 3 down days in the market in a row? We've had a very good run in the market. But it looks like for now that Mr. Bernanke, just the mere mention of the word taper, one word, taper, we might begin to taper here on our bond buying, has taken the wind out of the sails of the market for now. Well, we've got a little bit back here. Early in the week, But overall, we've had a little bit of a sideways to down drift in the market ever since those words were said. Now, is a leveling off in the markets the end of the world? No. Here's what a leveling off in the markets means for you as an investor. The fun is gone, right? It is not as fun navigating through a sideways market. In fact, it can be a little bit frustrating. You can have a triple-digit jump one day and a triple-digit loss the next day. You can have a plus 40 one day and a minus 40 the next day. And overall, when you take a look over several weeks of this kind of action, you see sideways. And you see that, you know what, it's kind of hard to make headway in a trending market that is going sideways. The fun is gone. The momentum is gone. The wind is not at our back anymore. But, as I've said many times, it's not in the end of the world. Because this is still a market of stocks. But I've noticed one thing. In fact, somebody asked me, every week I print my top 300 stocks out of 3,400, so basically the top 8 or 9% of the market in my newsletter. This week I only printed my top 200. Why? Because the leadership in the market gets a lot more narrow in a sideways market. It becomes even more than ever before a stock picker's market. Because only, you know, 10 or 20% of the stocks out there are going to buck the overall trend of the market, which right now is sideways to drifting lower. And we have to find stocks that are bucking that trend. In other words, it's a lot more difficult to make money in a sideways market than during an uptrend. Why? Another reason is, during an uptrend, if the market's going up, you know, if the statistics are correct, well, in an uptrend in the market, 80% of the stocks are going up. Therefore, it's a lot easier to pick winners in the market. You just throw a dart. That's where the dart throwers excel in the market, in a rising market, because most of the stocks are rising. And I use the analogy, in a rising market, it's kind of like coaching LeBron James. You look like a really, you look like a genius of a coach by just saying, give the ball to LeBron. He'll take care of it. And that's how the market has been. It's been fairly easy. But now, with the market leveling off, you got to figure, if the stats are correct, about 80% of the market stocks in the market are leveling off. And now, instead of 80% of the stocks going higher, only 20% of the stocks are going higher, right? You've gotten much narrower leadership in the market. Another hallmark of a market that is consolidating. What's it mean to consolidate? It means that it's consolidating its gains. There's some profit taking going on in the market. Do you think in a market that's been going up for 7 months that there's been some profits made? I hope there has. I hope you've made some profits. I actually got an email from somebody last week that said, my guy's been losing money during this uptrending market. Now, that's almost incomprehensible. How can you lose money when the market's gone up 20%? But somehow his guy has done it. He's probably had him invested in emerging markets or international markets, which have not participated in this 7 month uptrend. He's probably had him heavily weighted in gold or in bonds, which also have gone down while this market is trending up. That's why it's so important to be in the right asset classes at the right time. But right now, in this sideways consolidating trend, another important part of the market is protecting your profits. I had a 60% gain in Azurion Pharmaceuticals in a short period of time. And I decided, you know, I'm just going to take some preemptive action here. I'm just going to move it to the sidelines for now. I'm going to take that profit. I'm going to scoop it up. I'm going to preserve it. And we'll wait for another opportunity to come along, which they did. I actually found three stocks last week, three or four, I believe it was four, in my aggressive growth accounts that I couldn't resist. because they were breaking out to the upside in a sideways market. By the way, those stocks are in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I published it last Saturday. You can take a look at the aggressive portfolio and see four brand new, brand shiny, spanking new stocks that I've added to my aggressive growth portfolio. What else? How else do we deal with this current market? Well, when we come back, I've got a lot of tips for you. You might want to stay tuned. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We're going through and discussing the big picture in the market right now, because the big picture trickles down. Yes, it does. The big picture definitely trickles down to your portfolio. It has a major impact on your portfolio. I've already said that for now the fun is gone. The punch bowl, has it been drained? We're getting down to the last few glasses maybe of the punch bowl. So it's not as fun and it's not as giddy as it was over the last 7 months. It gets a lot tougher now. It gets narrower. The leadership in the market gets narrower. Instead of 80% of stocks going up with the market that's going up, all of a sudden a market that's had its momentum wings clipped and has started to go sideways and consolidate takes the fun out of the market. No longer are those 80% of stocks going up. Now it's only like 20% of stocks that are going up. But like I said, I bagged four late in the week, last week, that really looked good. They stood out to me. I couldn't resist. I'm not really in the buying mood right now, to be honest with you, because your probabilities are a lot lower right now. But I like those four so well that I added them to my aggressive growth portfolio last week, which has done really, really well this year. You can check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Look at the results for yourself. Go to my website, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And take a look at what I added to that portfolio last week. You know, at a time like this also, the app comes in really handy. Because it's not like you can throw a dart at anything in an uptrending market. It's not like you can just hand the ball to LeBron James and he'll lay it up for you or dunk the ball. Boom, there's another winner. No, it's not like that anymore. The market leadership has gotten much narrower. The app comes in a lot handier. And I have to say that these stocks that I found last week all came through the app, narrowing down and pointing out the top stocks in the market. Okay, so we've come to one conclusion. Maybe you disagree with me, maybe you don't. Just take a look at a chart of the market. It's stalled for now. It's not the end of the world, but the 7-month uptrend has stalled for now. It gets a lot more difficult. In fact, another name for a stalled or sideways market is an undecided market, right? The market is undecided right now. You can't be undecided, however. You still have to make decisions in an undecided market. Hopefully, you've racked up some big gains in some individual stocks here over the last 7 months. You have decisions to make. Is it time to move on? Is it time to hang with them? Is it time to add to those positions as they consolidate? Those are decisions that I have to make on a daily basis. And I'm lucky in the fact that I have discretion over the accounts that I manage. I don't have time to call hundreds of people and say, you know, I think we need to move on from this one. And when I find something to replace it, I'll give you a call. No, I have to act very, very quickly. And, you know, it takes me about 30 seconds to get out of a position, which I did also last week. I got out of several positions that I felt for now have run their course. They're losing their mojo. They're losing their momentum. It's time to lock in some profits and set a little money on the sidelines. I would say overall that my cash position here at Gunderson Capital Management is somewhere in the 15 to 20% area. That also means that I'm 80 to 85% invested in the market. And where am I invested? Well, I'm invested in what I consider to be the best asset classes to be invested. Was there any change last week? Do we still have the same asset classes? What are the asset classes? Well, I track, let's see how many assets, 35 different asset classes. There's short-term bonds. There's intermediate-term bonds. There's long-term bonds. There's foreign bonds or sovereign debt. There's mortgage-backed bonds. There's equities. There's international equities. There's emerging market equities. There's small caps. There's mid caps. 35 different asset classes is what I break the market up into. As of last Friday, the leading asset classes in the market are still dominated by small cap and mid cap and even micro cap domestic stocks. I don't see anything emerging market or anything international at or near the top of the leaderboard. And it's been that way now for months and months. Why is that important? Well, if you look at where we're at so far year to date in the markets, do you know that the U.S. market's up 15% so far this year and the emerging market is down 10%, 11%? That's a 26% differential. You think that's a material number? Now, if it was 0.2% separating these two asset classes, that's one thing. But when it's 25 percentage points, boy, that makes a huge difference in your portfolio. China is down 16.34% year to date. Do you still own international and emerging market stocks in your portfolio? Have you owned them for the last year? Has anybody ever done anything about that in your portfolio? Who's managing your account? I don't know. Is it time to be buying these beaten down sectors, asset classes of the market? Well, we'll look at the worst asset classes in the market next, and we'll see if they're rising in rank at all. The answer to that is no. Where are the worst places? Okay, think about your portfolio and ask yourself, do you own any of these worst asset classes in the entire market? The worst place to be still is short the market. You're getting killed. You continue to get killed. If your money manager has been bearish or has been cautious and has not had his foot on the accelerator over the last 7 months, he's cost you a lot of money. Even worse yet, if he's been shorting stocks and has been on the other side of the market hedging your portfolio, he's really cost you a lot of money. The second worst asset class in the market continues to be precious metals. If you continue to be heavily weighted in precious metals, you have to ask your advisor, maybe you are your own advisor. Why have you missed this run in the market? I mean, you've missed two things. Number one, you've lost money in the precious metals, and you've lost opportunity that's existed in the equities market. The third worst place to be in the market right now continues to be emerging markets. They continue to get clobbered. If you still see in your portfolio emerging market, the words emerging markets, international equities, any word international, Chinese, anything like that, that continues to be the wrong place to be in the market. All right? Have to be in the right asset classes. Let's continue to narrow this down. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Don't forget, every weekend I publish my newsletter, which I've been doing for many, many years. It has a aggressive growth model portfolio, which I shook it up a little bit, made four sells, and found four brand new ones for you last week. You can subscribe. You can get the newsletter coming to your inbox every week. In fact, we send out four free weeks of the full newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Every week in the newsletter, I take a look at the big picture, which we're doing here today, and then we narrow it down into the very best areas of the market. That's why the show is called The Best Stocks Now. Not the best stocks 10 years ago, like Cisco and GE and some of those, but the best stocks now, 2013, given this economic environment that we're currently in, given this interest rate environment that we're currently in, given this sluggish recovery that we're currently in, given this weak employment jobs market that we're currently in. There are a lot of individual companies that continue to flourish in this environment, and that's the areas that we want to be invested in. And we want to manage those individual companies, be very watchful, be very, very vigilant, and watch them, which I do every single day. I look at all my holdings, and I look at a lot of different individual stocks, which gives me what I feel is a better big picture than most people that I see here on the television set. Sometimes I wonder if they've looked at very many stocks lately when they come up with some of the conclusions that they've come up with. Anyways, being short the market is still the worst place to be. That's all you have to do is look at a chart of DOG. All right, pull up DOG, D-O-G. When the Dow goes up, it goes down. And when the Dow goes down, it goes up. It has an exact one-to-one relationship with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It hasn't done very well over the last 4 years and 3 months, has it? It's had a few moments in the sun, but they've been very brief because the primary trend of the market for the last 4 years and 3 months has been up. We've been in a bull market. And the last 7 months has been especially devastating for those who continue to be bearish. You know, I mean, one of Cramer's main guys, one of his main gurus that you can subscribe and pay a lot of money to get his advice, he's been bearish for a long, long time. So all you got to do, again, is look at a chart of DOG, and you'll say, boy, I'm glad I don't own that stock. That thing is tanking. What is it? It's the inverse of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Okay, let's take a look next at the sectors of the market. Here's what I've determined for another week by looking at my Best Stocks Now app. The leading asset class in the market continues to be stocks. If we're just in a stocks versus bonds debate, it's hands down stocks. There's no comparison. Bonds are perched on a cliff, looking over that cliff, looking way down. In retracing a lot of the gains that bonds have made over the last several years, bonds are in negative territory for the year. I believe the treasuries are down about 8% year to date. You say, well, I'm still getting my dividend yield. Yeah, but you lost 8% of your principal. Same with municipal bonds. Just take a look at how much principal you've lost in your municipal bonds recently. So if it's just the stocks, equities versus bonds, debt debate, stocks went out by a wide, wide margin. S&P's up 15% this year. Bonds are down 8%. It's a 23% differential. You say, well, I'm an asset allocator. I'm 65 years old. I have 65% of my money in bonds and only 35% in equities. Then you're probably about even for the year. And I would say, why do you want to have a big chunk of your assets in a perilous bond market, which is looking at the bear? The bear has probably already entered. Bond market topped out last summer, and it's been going down ever since. And if interest rates continue to rise, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. For every 1% that the stock or that the interest rates go up, in other words, if we go from a current 2.2, wherever we're at right now, 2.15 to 3.15, you're going to lose 17% of your principal. See, interest rates have gone up 0.5%, and that's created about an 8% loss in principal in the bond market. So rising interest rates can inflict heavy damage on the bond market. So, in my opinion, equities win hands down the bonds versus stocks debate right now. I have no exposure to the bond market. I was asked by Reuters last week, the Reuters reporter, isn't that risky? No, I think it's riskier to have your money in a perilous bucket that looks like it sprung a leak. That's what's risky. So, if stocks are still the best place to be, let's get more specific. Well, we got a little more specific. We said small caps and mid caps continue to lead the way over large cap stocks because it's been a risk-on market. When the market gets more defensive, then the large caps will start to come to the fore. But for now, it is still small and mid-cap stocks where you're most likely to find your winners in the market. Now, let's get even more specific. The leading sector in the market last week were the drug stocks, pharmaceuticals. What's the leading sector this week? The drug stocks, pharmaceuticals. That continues to be the best place to be invested in the market. Number two this week is the retail sector. Well, it was number three last week, so just a little bit of movement here at the top. Number three is the healthcare providers sector. Well, we know that in 6 months, a little over 6 months, Obamacare kicks in. The healthcare providers and the healthcare stocks and the pharmaceuticals and the biotechs and the healthcare index, they're all well positioned to take advantage of Obamacare. The number three sector in the market is biotech. These have been the top four sectors now for I don't know how long. The only one that's fallen recently is the home building sector. Why? Home builders, building sector, it is sensitive to interest rates, and interest rates have gone up 0.5%. The bond market has gone down 8%. And the home builders and the building sector has also gone down. I believe that the home building sector will rise to the top once again. I think it's a temporary pause. I think when interest rates moderate and level off, these building stocks are going to continue to grow because I say we're still in the early innings of a rebound in the housing market. But for now, the leading sectors in the market continue to be the pharmaceuticals or drug stocks, the retail sector. You know, I still own a lot of stocks in the retail sector. Healthcare providers or healthcare stocks and the biotech index. Those continue to be the leading sectors in the market. You have to look at your own portfolio and say, how many healthcare related stocks does my guy or gal have me in? How many drug stocks does my gal or guy have me in? How many biotech stocks? Why instead am I heavily weighted in the worst sectors in the market? I don't know if that's the case, but if you're in the emerging markets, if you're in basic materials, if you're in natural resources, if you're in precious metals or mining stocks, these continue to be the very worst sectors in the market. It's good to be in the right places in the market. Stocks way over bonds right now. More specifically, small and mid-cap stocks over the large blue chip stocks. And even more specifically, I still remain heavily focused in the healthcare sector, the retail sector, the drug sector, and the biotech sector. Now, having said all of that, we've had a 7-month run here in the market. The market has been leveling off lately. Just the mere mention of the word taper by our Fed Chairman Bernanke has taken the momentum out of the market. It's taken the wind out of the sails for now. I still say that this is a market that you have to be a lot more vigilant in. The leadership in the market has gotten much narrower. You know, now you've got 20 or 30% of the stocks rising instead of 70 to 80 like we had before. I continue to fly a yellow flag on the market to be careful right now. Not time to have your foot on the accelerator, but having said that, I'm 80 to 85% invested in the right asset classes and in the right sectors. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we've been taking a look at the big picture and narrowing it down. It's very important to know where the market is at any given point in time, because you have a decision to make. Is it best to have your foot on the accelerator? That's been a good place to be over the last 7 months as the market's gone up over 20%. Not everybody has had their foot on the accelerator. I think that's why a lot of pundits say this is the most hated rally of all time. Well, I say the only way you could have hated it is if you missed it and you weren't in it. I have had my foot on the accelerator, but I don't have my foot on the accelerator anymore. I'm a little bit cautious right now. Having said that, I found four brand new stocks last Thursday and Friday that I really liked, that I couldn't resist, that I added to my aggressive growth portfolio. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We send it out every single weekend. Now, let's look at one of those stocks that I added to my aggressive growth portfolio last week and that I now own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I wish I would have bought it a little sooner, but I guess this is one of those cases, better late than never. Let's take a look at a billion-dollar small cap domestic stock. Okay, I still believe in equities over stocks or over bonds. This is an equity. I still believe in domestic stocks versus international stocks. This is a domestic stock headquartered in Utah. I still believe in small and mid caps versus large caps. This is a small cap stock. So we're shopping in the right aisle of the supermarket right now. It's also in the consumer slash pharmaceutical sector, two of the hottest sectors in the entire market. So we have a lot of probabilities leaning our way right now. As we know, there's no guarantees in the market. So we try to stack the probabilities as much as we possibly can in our favor. And we have a lot going for us right now to start off with. Still, no guarantees. Okay, now, once I've entered into the right aisle of the supermarket, what am I looking for? Well, I'm looking for that red tag sale. That's one, valuation. And I also want a top product. I don't want a mediocre product. I want a top product. Okay? Well, by determining what's a top product versus a mediocre product, I look at the performance. Over the last 5 years, this stock has brought home 23% per year, while the market's only delivered 3%. Over the last 3 years, this stock has doubled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, this stock has tripled the returns of the market. It's a top-performing stock. Gets a momentum grade right now of A+. In fact, you know, as of the last couple of weeks, from time to time, it's been my number one ranked stock overall. Where's it ranked right now? Number two. Hey, not bad. So we have a top product in the right aisle of the supermarket. How about that red tag, however? You know, I look at the spaghetti sauces, these canned spaghetti sauces and bottled ragu versus all these Prego, and they run $2, $3, $4 a bottle. They have one that's a $12. Because it's like vodka sauce or something like that. It's way more expensive than all the rest. Valuation does matter, in my opinion. What do we have to pay for this stock, which is named USANA, USNA? It's currently trading at 12.5 times forward earnings. That's cheap. That's a big discount to the market. It's expected to grow by 18% per year over the next 5 years. It's trading at a very steep discount to its growth rate. The stock is currently trading at a price of $76 per share. I own this stock in my aggressive growth accounts. I have a $147 target price on it. Mucho upside potential. It currently comes in at number two. out of 3,403 stocks that I follow, and it's a stock that I own. And I added into my aggressive growth portfolio in my newsletter last week, along with three others. What else do I like right now? Get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. Okay, we're going to talk. This is going to be a big week for interest rates. This is going to be a big week in watching for the Fed. Will we get more definition? Will we get a little more clarity on this tapering business? Will it be sooner rather than later, or later rather than sooner? Right now, let's talk to Craig Brock. The stock market thinks that the Fed is going to back off a little bit and be kind to the equities market here, Craig. What say you?
Oh, Bill, certainly that is the case. With the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ up, it looks like we'll have some favorable news out of Uncle Ben this week. Hopefully he'll take back some of that speech from last month. We'll be looking for clarity on Wednesday. We have some good news out this morning, though, regarding home builder confidence. Hits a seven-year high in June.
Yeah, and I keep saying, you know, even though the home builders have cooled off a little bit here, with this spike in interest rates, I still think they've got a long ways to go. I saw a good article in the Union Tribune over the weekend about the perilous bond market. You know, for every half a point that interest rates goes up, your bond values go down about 8%. So a full point would mean a 17% drop in bonds. That's troubling.
That's very troubling. It's additionally troubling that, you know, with the increase in mortgage rates that, you know, we'll probably be seeing over the coming years, it will mean that every 1% move in mortgage rates means that that home effectively will cost you 20% more.
Ouch.
So no reason to wait.
No reason to wait. Get in there before Fed speak on Wednesday. Give Craig Brock a call. Where can we reach you, Craig?
Well, you can reach me anywhere on the Internet just by plugging in Craig Brock Mortgage, or you can dial 855-900-3279.
All right, and that's Craig and Brock, and we'll be watching that Fed on Wednesday for a little bit more clarity. Thank you, Craig, for checking in on the bond market and interest rates. And, of course, Craig is an expert in the mortgage market. Give him a call if you even just want to run something by him. You know, if you don't end up doing business with Craig, the guy's an expert in his field. If you want to talk with me or get the newsletter, go to my website at pwstreet.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.